Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to a brand new week at Basic Gospel as we move further into the Thanksgiving Christmas holiday season already. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and not only is this the first day of a brand new week, it's the final day of November, and the phone lines are open for you. I don't know what the two have to do with each other, but I just thought I'd throw that in. Whatever the situation, whatever the question, we're here to point you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution. We hope you'll call the number 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. And Bob, I hope you and all of our listener friends had a blessed Thanksgiving. I surely was blessed to have every member of my family present, and it was just the absolute best. And a lot to give thanks for. But how about you? You have a good one?
We had a fantastic time. I always love getting together with family and just being together.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You look around a room and you see, you know, for me, I see Gina, my wife. I see my three kids. I see Corday, Coleman's wife. I see Kai, my little grandson. I see Gina's parents. And I think about my mom and my sisters and their families, and I think those are my blessings.
Sure.
Those are the people God has blessed me with and has enriched my life through. So I am very, very grateful every Thanksgiving. But, you know, as believers in Christ, we can be grateful every day of the year because of Jesus. And, you know, you think you see family, you see all of these things, and knowing Christ even makes family more special.
Sure.
In your life. So, yes, we had a great Thanksgiving. It was really, really fun. You know, you talk about today being the 30th of November, and this month we're offering a very special resource, The Hurt and the Healer, by Andrew Farley and Bart Millard, who is the lead singer of Mercy Me. Mm-hmm. And this is a wonderful resource to really help lead you to the point of being able to give thanks in all things.
Sure.
Knowing that this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And so a lot of times, you know, as kids you grow up and your parents tell you you need to do this, and you say why, and the answer comes back, because I said so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's not the way it is with Jesus. That's not the way it is with God the Father. He gives us reasons behind those things. And so this encouragement by the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians to give thanks in all things, there's a big why behind that, and that's the grace of God. That's the very presence of God in your lives. And so knowing that He is with you through thick and thin enables you to give thanks through thick and thin.
Through thick and thin, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Bob.
So that's why we can give thanks. And so I want you to get this resource. I want to put this into your hands as our way of saying thanks for your support of Basic Gospel. You know, there is a great group of people out there scattered across the United States of America, people in Canada, people really all around the world who support this outreach. I call that group of people Basic Gospel Nation. Yeah. Anyone who's listening, they're a part of Basic Gospel Nation. But we would like for you to be a part of the support team as well, so that this good news can go out to as many people as possible around the world. So with your gift to Basic Gospel today, we will send you a copy of Andrew and Bart's book, The Hurt and the Healer. And I know it will be a great blessing to you. And it will really help you come to the point that the Apostle Paul came to at the end of his life as he's writing to the church at Rome. And in verse 8, he asks this question, what then shall we say to these things? And what is he talking about? Well, he's talking about the explanation of the gospel, the explanation of the grace of God that has been poured out on us in Jesus Christ. So what do we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So the good news of Jesus Christ, the cross, the burial, the resurrection, all of that underscores the fact that God so loved us that he sent Jesus so that we could have everlasting life. All of that underscores the grace of God that has been poured out in Christ. And so in light of all of that, if all of that is true, it means God is for us.
Yes.
He's not against us. He's never been our enemy. He's never been up there just wringing his hands over us, just waiting for that moment to smite us down.
No.
I mean, he could. He would be justified in doing that. But his desire for us is salvation. His desire for us is eternal life. His desire for us is joy and peace and kindness and goodness and all of those things. That's his desire for us.
Yeah.
And the gospel message underscores that. And so when we understand it, we come to this realization that God is for us. And that just gives us a big sigh of relief. That just puts rest and peace in our hearts and gives us confidence to live out our day-to-day lives mm-hmm. as children of the King. And so we want you to come to this point, to know in your own heart, to know in your own experience that God is for you. And with that, you'll be able to handle anything that life throws your way. If God's for you, who can be against you? I mean, there's lots of people that will stand against you, but who are they in light of God?
Right.
If God is for you, who can be against you? And knowing that will put a lot of thankfulness inside that heart of yours.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We'd like you to join us at 844-322-2742, both in the U.S. and Canada. That's 844-322-2742. If there's something you are particularly thankful for, and express that with your family or friends or both yesterday as we celebrated Thanksgiving in the USA, well, we'd love to hear from you, whatever that situation might be. If you have a question about a Bible passage, if you have a question about the issues of daily living in this COVID-ridden time that we live in. Well, we'd love to hear from you and discuss whatever that issue might be. So give us a call, friends. We're waiting your calls right now at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Bob had a question from Norm, who writes to us from Houston, Texas, of course, and this is concerning Matthew 21:22. And he quotes it, "In all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." What does this verse actually mean? He says, "I've heard some teachers say that it doesn't really mean what it says. Help me out here." That's from Norm in Houston.
Well, here's how the ESV renders that particular verse, and it says, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." And he had just said to the fig tree to wither, and it did. And so the disciples are kind of in awe of that, and so they ask, and he gives this answer, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." Now, where does faith come from? That's the big question. So oftentimes we as human beings, we focus on, hey, I'll receive whatever I ask. And we get all excited about that. Man, our faces light up, and we think, wow, man, I'm just going to ask for all kinds of things. And because I've asked, man, there's the promise, I'm going to receive it. And that's not exactly what he's saying here. He's saying, if you have faith. Now, what is faith? Where does faith come from? And that's what we need to concentrate on. Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans, in chapter 10, it says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing from comes from the word concerning Christ Jesus." In Hebrews chapter 12, it says, "Keep your eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Mm-hmm. So faith is not a word that can be used on its own. It has to have an object. It has to be connected to something to have any value, to have any substance. Mm-hmm. And our faith is connected to Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the message concerning Christ. So what he's saying here is, if your prayers are in accordance with the will of God, if your prayers line up with the message concerning Christ, ask and it will be given.
Mm-hmm.
John talks about that in his first letter, that we can ask anything according to the will of God, and we'll know that God hears us and he will answer and give us what we ask.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just praying the desires of the flesh, praying the things that you want. Hey, I just saw this new car and that's what I really want. God, give it to me. No, that's not what this is all about.
Yeah.
These are things that we pray that line up with the gospel of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. that line up with what we know about Jesus. So we first receive from God, we first hear the word concerning Christ Jesus, and then our prayers are in response to that. And so when that's the way we're praying, then things start to fall into place.
Absolutely. And I think about that particular issue of our prayers going out to someone or whatever that situation might be. You know, prayer must have an object, and the object of our prayers as Christians is the Lord Jesus Christ. So he is the one that has the power to change things and to enter into our lives and minister our spirits and just see us through whatever we're going through.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. This question from David, who listens on One Place, Bob, he says, God can't save us by his love. Love is the motive, but there has to be a sacrifice for sin, which Jesus did. Please talk to us about the truth of the gospel, that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins.
Well, that's a really good question, and a couple of things that I think that we should talk about as far as this question is concerned is the idea of love. What exactly is love? And in the Bible, we see three forms of love. We see agape love, which is the love that we attach to God. And then we see phileo love, which is kind of brotherly love. We get the term Philadelphia,
right,
the city of brotherly love, philanthropic, philanthropy. That's charity that we extend to brothers, so to speak. So we see that kind of love, an affection that we have one toward another, and then eros love, which is the romantic type of love. And I get a sense that in his question here, he's talking about maybe a feeling of love that God has toward us. Well, that's not really what agape love is. Agape love is his act to save us. I mean, that's what agape love is all about. It is an action. It is a verb. So when you read 1 Corinthians 13, for example, it says love is patient, love is kind. Those aren't adjectives. Those are verbs. Those are action statements that Paul is using to describe the agape love of God. So he demonstrated that love. So there's a demonstration of love. And that demonstration was at the cross 2,000 years ago where Jesus shed his blood. So while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That was a demonstration of love. And so it was the love of God that moved him to act. And it's that act that we would look at and say, that's love in action. Mm-hmm. That's love. That's agape.
Right.
I'm seeing it right there in front of me. And for us, we read about it in the Word of God, and we say, hey, there it is. That's love. That's how you define it. So the very shed blood of Jesus Christ is love. And that love, that shed blood, that sacrifice, I mean, Jesus laid down his life because of his love for you and me. That love that was demonstrated, that love that was acted out, is the very thing that took away our sin, which we needed. Without that, there is no forgiveness of sins. Without Jesus laying down his life, without Jesus shedding his blood, there would be no sins. But let's not try to separate that mm-hmm. from love.
Right.
That is love when you look at it and see it. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So that's how we define it. So his blood redeemed us. It was the price to remove us from the realm of sin and death, to remove us from the realm of darkness, and to place us into Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So they all go hand in glove. Mm-hmm. So God's love is a powerful work that he did in Christ to save us. And the demonstration, the beautiful picture of it, is in the shed blood of Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, Bob, thanks for that. And David, I hope you're listening. I hope that's a help to you. And friends, we want to hear from you on this post-Thanksgiving edition of Basic Gospel. Again, 844-322-2742 is the number in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. We have some time on the clock right now. We'd love to hear from you because we've got plenty of open lines. And I want to underscore something that Bob was talking about at the outset of today's broadcast, and that is our most sincere thanks to each of you who support Basic Gospel every month. Ministry happens because of your love of the message and the author of the message. And this month, we're saying thanks to those of you who make a gift to support Basic Gospel by sending a copy of the excellent book, The Hurt and the Healer, co-authored by Mercy Me's Bart Millard and our own Andrew Farley. But this offer ends at midnight tonight, so please make your gift today, and we'll send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer. Now, through its pages, Bart and Andrew detail the truth that when the hurt of life is met by the healing love and grace of Jesus Christ, well, wonderful things happen. And as you make your gift to support Basic Gospel, before midnight tonight, we're going to send you a copy, The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley, our gift back to you to say thanks for your support of this ministry in the month of November. Again, please donate today at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, another question that came in via email, this is from Kurt in Detroit. Isn't it true that every Bible character before God called Abraham was a Gentile? There were no Jews before Abraham was called, so technically everyone from Adam to Noah and his three sons, Melchizedek and everyone else, was non-Jewish and therefore a Gentile. I never hear anyone touch on this. I'd like for you to do that.
Well, Bob, that's a great question, and it's one that we've actually dealt with in the past. And I think it's important for us to understand, you know, God just created humanity. So there's the human race, and we're all a part of it. Now, at the time of Abraham, see, God always had this story about Jesus. And at some point in time, Jesus was going to come into this world. Mm-hmm. And he had already figured out how he was going to do that. And even before he created anything, as Peter says, Jesus was foreknown before the foundation of the world. Yeah. And he appeared at the time that he did for our sake. So that's the story. And so he had already figured out how he was going to do that, and that was going to be through a certain family, a certain bloodline. And so he met with Abraham, and he gave Abraham the promises and the blessings and said, through your seed, the world was going to be blessed. So he was just a part of the human race.
Mm-hmm, right.
And we all are. We all are just a part of the human race. And so this bloodline was established. So the promise went from Abraham to Isaac. Now we realize that Abraham had a son beforehand, Ishmael. But that was of his own doing. That wasn't the child of promise. Isaac was the child of promise. And then he had Jacob and Esau, and God had said the older is going to serve the younger. Yeah. The blessing is going to go through Jacob.
Right.
And Jacob became Israel, known as Israel. He had the 12 sons. And then that bloodline to Jesus was going to go through Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Judah wasn't a part of the priesthood or anything like that, but Jesus serves as our high priest. That's why he's kind of an anomaly as far as the law is concerned. But it was going to go through Judah. And the term Jew is really associated with Judah and that area of Israel around Jerusalem. That part was Judah, and that became the southern kingdom. After Solomon became king, after his reign was over, the kingdom divided. There was a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. The southern kingdom was made up of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
The northern kingdom was the other 10 tribes. And so it was Israel and Judah. That's why in the New Covenant we see the prophet Jeremiah saying there's going to be a time when God makes a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
Yeah.
That's the kingdom together.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point it was divided. So Judah was that. And the term Jew became associated with Judah, that mm-hmm. southern kingdom. So it was just a family. It was just a bloodline that would bring forth Jesus into this world. Now, what's important for us to understand is that bloodline was always a part of humanity. And so the blessing to Abraham, since he was just a part of the human race, we can extrapolate and say, hey, this promise, this blessing was for all humanity. It wasn't simply a blessing directed toward the Jewish people or directed toward the nation of Israel. It was a promise and a blessing to all people.
Right.
So it was only the fact that Christ was going to come through this certain people group, and after he arrived, he was going to extend the offer of eternal life to all of humanity, Gentile and Jew, and together in Christ we would stand as one.
Yeah.
How God originally intended it, for us all to simply be human beings indwelt by the presence of God, enjoying fellowship with him and enjoying fellowship and love one with another.
Yes, indeed. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Still a little bit of time on the clock. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. But quickly on to another question, this one from Mark in Albany, New York. Bobby says, could you please explain the words of Jesus that he spoke at the end of his life? My God, why have you forsaken me?
Well, that's a very good question as well, and it was one of the seven last words that Jesus uttered from the cross, and it was significant because those words are exactly how David started the 22nd Psalm. And the 22nd Psalm is a psalm about crucifixion and about what was going to happen to Jesus Christ. And I think Jesus uttered it for several reasons. The first was to point those who were there watching, the Jewish leaders, mm-hmm. back to David's words, what he wrote in that psalm, and he was putting substance into that psalm, and he was saying, hey, this is being fulfilled right now. I've uttered these words to let you know that what David wrote is being fulfilled at this very moment. Mm-hmm. What he talked about, how somebody was going to be crucified, that's me.
Yeah.
And I'm on this cross, and I am being crucified. I am taking upon myself the sins of the world so that I can make those who believe in me righteous. Mm-hmm. That was the great exchange. And then I think the weight of sin that he bore in his body caused him in his humanness to feel that God had departed, that he had been forsaken by the Lord, by the Father. I think that's what sin kind of did. It put this, blackout shade, and he felt distant from the Father, yeah. because he was bearing the sins of the world. But if you read Psalm 22, you will realize that the Father never forsake Jesus.
Right.
When he was buried, it says he was dead in his body, but he was made alive in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And God always rejoiced and found pleasure and always will find pleasure in his Son.
Yeah.
And for those of us who are in his Son. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news. So
that is good
thank
news.
You for that important question.
Yeah, thank you, Bob, for your answers. And friends, every day Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Central Time, you're invited to join us on YouTube or Facebook as we stream live video of this program. You'll find easy-to-use links at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net. Click your favorite, Facebook or YouTube, just before the top of the hour, 3 p.m., and you'll automatically join the live stream. Well, that's it for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Keep in mind that if you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with the uncertainties of life today, we're here to help. Just give us a call at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss your question or your issue on Basic Gospel. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742 is the number. Once again, 844-322-2742. And again, thanks to every one of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. And on this final day of November, we want to say thanks for your gift to support this ministry and us by sending you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley, a book with a message that can help you navigate the rough waters of life today. Please click donate at basicgospel.net before midnight tonight and request your copy of The Hurt and the Healer. That's basicgospel.net. Want to remind you once again that we have a wonderful daily devotional that's yours. And go to the homepage, basicgospel.net. Scroll to the very bottom of the page. Get signed up. We'd love for you to be a part of that and start every day knowing that you're a dearly loved child of God. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the minister team, I'm Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.